It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hayward out deep, uses a Horford screen. Hayward to the foul line, runner in the lane is good. Gordon Hayward with a clutch shot in the middle of everyone. 19 points for him, the lead back to 9.
They say the first blow stuns you. The second one, that's the KO. My knuckles about to hurt. Go in.
Y'all don't want it with deck. You know anything I drop will never fall short of respect. Got a type that they sort of respect.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, you had mentioned before the headlines that there is a member of the Boston Bruins whose family has become upset with has become upset with someone here.
Yeah, so Gordon Hayward has been excellent since he's been back from his concussion over the last 6 games. John, you were right there to see him get a team high 25 points against Miami, and I mean, you watch that game and it's one of the few moments of this, I don't want to say disastrous last couple of weeks, but drama-filled last several weeks where you looked at it and you go, all right, maybe this team is going to be able to figure things out. And if you have your quote-unquote big three for the first time, each Kyrie, Horford, and Hayward scoring more than 20 points, I mean, isn't that what you imagined when all three of those were together?
Hayward looks like his 2017 self. He's elevating. He's shooting well from the outside. And most importantly, he's fearless.
Yep.
He's attacking the rim. He looks fantastic right now.
We talked to
hope he can carry it through into the playoffs. He looks great.
We talked to Danny Ainge yesterday, and we asked him about whether or not him getting aggressive and getting into the paint was something that was a concerted effort for Brad Stevens to encourage him, try to get him over that mental image that he has of snapping his ankle once again. And he said, yeah, I mean, this is something they've been working on all year. And they've been, not only has Brad Stevens been doing it, but you've heard Kyrie Irving's been telling him, you have to stay aggressive. And it's worked. And now you're exactly right. He is going to be, if he indeed comes off the bench, one of the better weapons of any team in the playoffs as far as a member on the coming off the bench to have a 20 points at any given time sitting there. A potential 20-point player on your bench is so invaluable. However, this also made some people stand up and go, well, maybe it's because he's getting more playing time. And maybe that is the case. And one of those people is the wife of Gordon Hayward, Robin Hayward. Now, why people follow the wives of players on Instagram, I have no idea. But somebody did. And Robin Hayward, who is the wife of, very famous for, of course, making him turn off his video games.
And
which
also
we heard the audio of.
Showing his intense disappointment on learning that he's having another daughter.
Right, daddy's always happy, which I thought was pretty funny. And why he got crap for that, I'll never understand. So after that
devastated
game,
devastated that he was having another girl.
And then, of course, he felt elated. It was just that quick moment where
I would say if you put him on a lie detector, he's a little upset about the whole thing.
Well, when we interviewed him, we asked him about that. And he was just like, of course, you know, I'm like happy. I'm going to have a healthy child. It's great. But, you know, there's that quick moment where you've already got a couple girls, and then here comes another one. You're like, all right, well,
the best is when people keep trying to have a boy, and girls just keep coming.
or vice versa.
Yeah.
Because usually it's vice versa, isn't it? It's like, it's mostly the, because you don't hear a lot of men going, I can't wait to keep trying for a boy. It's usually the moms are like, I can't wait trying to keep trying to have a girl.
No, I've heard of quite a few men
Oh, okay.
And then you end up with like four kids, and you're like, Jesus.
You got yourself a little princess army.
Listen, I have both, and I love them equally.
Well, so Robin Hayward ended up putting on her Instagram story after that game where he scored a game-high 25. He said, good things happen when my baby gets the ball and minutes just like the good old day. And she posted his stat line on there. So that story or that Instagram post came out yesterday during the day, and on the Felger and Maz show, right around like 2:45, they had someone had sent that to him, and here is Felger, Maz, and Big Jim Murray yesterday talking about this post that Gordon Hayward's wife made.
Okay, how about Gordon Hayward and his wife, Murray? What did you just tell me in the break?
Well, this has just been brought to my attention. Apparently, Robin Hayward. Yep, Mrs. Gordon Hayward. Had something to say after last night's win in her Instagram story, in which she wrote, good things happen when my baby gets the ball and minutes.
Ooh.
Dot, 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 just like the good old day. Heart emoji. And then she posted his stat line. Who didn't play in that game last night? Huh. Marcus Morris and Jaylen Brown. Maybe a not-so-subtle shot at a certain someone who used to coach her husband at Butler? That's the way it reads to me. I find that kind of interesting. When my baby gets the ball and minutes, just like the good old day. Heart emoji.
Good old day, singular?
She forgot the S.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually was that was bothering me.
Just like the good old day?
Yeah, I'm not being sarcastic. That was bothering me.
Well, she replaced it with a heart.
Yeah, but that doesn't equal an S. By the way, go down to Instagram and you can see Becky Lynch 2 years ago flirting with me. As she is the headliner of WrestleMania. And there is no denying that she was flirting with me. And not ironically.
So that, I love it when the wives get involved.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing?
Then it's on. When the wives get in.
Yeah.
Let's go. What does Mrs. Stevens have to say? Can we go to Mrs. Irving for a reply? Mrs. Brown? Like, let's bring the wives in. That's when it gets good.
Oh, I like it.
And we can just sit back and drink beer and watch them go at it.
Oh, that's good. Super G's on Twitter, isn't she? And we get them all.
She's
in.
All over, yeah.
I want them all from all sports.
Gordon Hayward's wife tweets out last night, see what happens when he gets the ball in the minutes? That's great. That's tremendous. Okay, so. I mean,
get the vibe she doesn't like it here much.
Add that to the list.
Last night, I'm with her. He was
like she
good.
Wanted warm weather in Miami or something.
Okay, so
she doesn't care.
Apparently, Gordon Hayward's wife was listening because she posted immediately after that on her Instagram story. Just to clarify, since the strange man reporting on Boston Sports News or radio was trying to create a story and drama out of my post, my point was Gordon is back and has been back, and he shows it when the opportunity is there. Mm. Also, strange man, get your information straight before you go on the air. If you're going to talk about me, at least get my name right. So,
yeah.
Gordon Hayward is a wife, very upset by all that. And by the way, I do find it hysterical when family members come in and like yell and defend their husband or their son. You've heard that before. This is not that case.
Al Horford's sister, for example.
Well, Horford's sister's hysterical. Like she's like actually a fun. I follow her.
I hope
like she's funny. She'll rip into people all the time,
that's
and I find her entertaining.
I hope you don't have an outdoor cat.
Yes, James Stewart. Yes,
you came against the family.
However, with a situation like this, she's just proud of her husband. There's no hidden message there. When he gets the minutes, it means he's played well enough to get those minutes, and they put him in. I don't think this is any kind of veiled shot at anyone. I did find it funny what Felger and Maz were saying. I thought that was pretty entertaining. But, I mean, I don't think that she was – I didn't read anything into that. Like, that was a shot at Brad Stevens, of all things?
The worst thing is that she responded to Felger and Maz. I mean, relax.
Well, I mean, people get riled up and –
just relax. Don't listen.
You say that, but I mean, John Henry came to the station. He was so pissed off.
He owns the team.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I would say that still, he's also a billionaire who doesn't need to respond.
Would you be happy if you were Hayward and your wife was putting stuff up on the Instagram that was causing?
You see, that's different because that was such a non-controversial post. That's not controversial at all.
Just don't talk about me. Put pictures of Pinterest up. You know, put pictures, you know, what news of the day. You're lucky I'm going to WrestleMania.
Did you see the picture of Andy Wong and Sarge on top of the Empire State Building?
BS.
Yep. They were there.
Is that what WrestleMania
is? I'm just wondering when he's going to pop the question.
In New York? Who the hell goes to the Empire State Building?
Sarge does.
It's such a tall building.
People did that like in the 30s. When it was like a design from the heavens. I mean, the largest building in New York. Oh, man. Why did they go up to the top of the Empire State Building?
I mean, I guess it's something you got to see.
No. I think you can get around there pretty much without seeing it.
They ate at the old Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. I think they went there. Maybe checked out the old Macy's.
Hey, meet me at the top of the Empire State Building. I have something I want to drop.
What would you want to drop?
Cat.
Oh. They didn't go to Times Square. Come on. They didn't go to Times. Did they go to Times? Is there a picture? Oh, yeah, there's a picture of Times Square. Come on.
What? When you go with Wong, nothing's off the table.
Yeah.
They went to Times Square and they're like, you know, this is great.
So we have the picture of them at the top of the Empire State Building. Hey, what's up? And then they go from there to Times Square and take another picture?
It just reminds me of that episode of The Office where Michael Scott goes to New York to get a real slice of New York pizza and he walks out of Sbarro.
And he ends up like by the Hudson River because he walks to the opposite end of the island.
It's like there's so many amazing things in New York and you choose to do like the two things that... If you've never been to New York City before, oh, fine. Maybe there's an excuse. But I guarantee you, both of them have probably been there several times before.
I don't know. Go to Times Square in your own peril.
Yeah, I mean,
that's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, that'll cause fits.
All right, did you get in touch with this Ty Anderson fella? Because Haggerty can't do
the
show.
Did not answer. He's probably still sleeping. I'll call him now.
Because Haggerty, not afraid to put pictures of his children up, and he says that he has to take his child somewhere. His child's like two. So I don't know who goes to school at 7:13. So Haggerty's on the S list. Hmm. I feel about Haggerty like Mrs. Hayward feels about Felger and Maz. All right, so we will be right back. If we don't have Joe Haggerty, a friend of Robert Kraft came out yesterday and defended him. We will be right back. Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hayward out deep, uses a Horford screen. Hayward to the foul line, runner in the lane is good. Gordon Hayward with a clutch shot in the middle of everyone. 19 points for him, the lead back to 9.
They say the first blow stuns you. Second one, that's the KO. Yeah, my knuckles about to hurt. Go in. Y'all don't want it with deck. You know anything I drop will never fall short of respect. Y'all the type that they sort of respect.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. East Point. Smoke some dank. Call it ball in
the let's all go to East Point and die.
Old National Doc.
East Point.
Everybody.
East Point's in Atlanta, right?
There is an East Point, but I'm sure there's other East Points. It seems like a fairly common name.
No, the way that this is, it makes me think they're from Atlanta.
Okay. Is this Outkast? If it's Outkast, then they're obviously talking about it. Is this Big B.O.I.? Big Boy? Sounds young.
Yeah. He was so good at the Super Bowl.
I forgot he even did it. You want to talk about instantly forgettable Super Bowl moments? Wow, he was there. That's right. What a mess that whole thing was. Yeah. It's still not as bad as the Black Eyed Peas.
I didn't even think it was bad. Well, yeah, I thought it was so funny it was good.
When the dude from Room 5 took off his shirt, he's like, ladies.
Do you know that people complained?
Yeah, they got some. Well, I believe the FCC complaints were jokes.
I don't think so. There's a lot of crazy people out there. But when he took off that shirt, oh, was that funny. Because it was all planned, right. And he all signed off on it.
It was probably on the set list, like penciled in. Take off shirt now.
Oh, it was all choreographed. it was absolutely all choreographed. He sat down and with other people devised a scheme to take off his shirt as if it was going to be like this incredibly sexy moment.
I think right after he walked off the field, he sat down and goes, let's check Twitter. Let's
and then
see
he
what
went
saying about the nips.
And then he said, let's turn off Twitter.
Might as well. Let's delete Twitter.
Let's take some time away. Could you please change the password?
Yeah, it's no matter what happened. That's still. And it just seems like lately there's been too much of a craving to please everyone instead of just going out there and having someone do like I mean, Lady Gaga was a perfect. That was a perfect halftime show. Katy Perry. Perfect halftime show. But then you get like Coldplay and they freak out and they go, oh, I can't just let Coldplay do it. Let's jam in some Bruno Mars because everyone loved Bruno Mars when he did it last year. And you know what? Let's get Beyonce in there and then they mesh them all together into a big jumbo pot of crap that none of it fits together. All three of them individually seem to do just fine, but we're going to ram it down your throat because we want to please everyone. And that just ended up being a mess. The only time it was a misfire when they just let somebody just do their thing was Black Eyed Peas, which they never should have done in the first place.
And also Bruce Springsteen when he said, Edmund Wooden got the guacamole.
Well, I mean, listen, everyone knows there was one time that day, and it was boss time.
It was boss time. All right, so to be honest with you, I'm lost with this Robert Kraft thing.
Okay, well, then just to kind of, here's the one thing that happened yesterday that was interesting, and that is that there is going to be a oral argument, they call it. Basically, Robert Kraft's people are are going to show up. Yeah, well, they're going to show up to court on this coming Friday at 10:30 a.m. And this is where they are going to argue their case in order to keep the videotape from being released to the public. So Friday is a big day, a week from today.
Okay.
It's going to be very important. And whether or not they decide on that day is one thing, but there's a chance that they could. So that is goes alongside the papers that they filed. I think it was on Wednesday, which was this pretty big stack of reason after reason after reason after reason why they think that video was illegally obtained. So just know that all of these different people, like CBS, who apparently has filed to see this video, Sports Illustrated, so many different entities have all filed and said, we want access to this video. They're all going to be sitting there waiting on Friday, ready to go with their hands out, saying, if this does not fly, and if Robert Kraft's attorneys cannot prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was illegally obtained, then we're ready to roll, and we are ready to have this video, and we're ready to let the world see it.
Yeah, I heard something that today was the last day that he could plead, but to be honest with you, I don't...
But he's not going to plead. That's the thing, is even if that's the case...
Felger and Maz yesterday were saying that if he pleads no contest, that they would seal the video.
Okay,
I have not read that anywhere. I have not read that.
And either. I've read way too much about the situation.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that anywhere. Whether that's the case, I'm not quite sure.
All right. Well, Michael Rubin is part owner of the 76ers, and he was, I believe, the guy that got Meek Mill out of jail with Robert Kraft.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, right. It was those two together that have kind of been behind this for a while.
Right. And so he was talking yesterday about the Robert Kraft case.
The first thing I'd say, to me, I try to find a positive in every negative. And I think the biggest thing that I've talked to Robert about every day these days is he's finally seeing what it's like to be a player in the NFL and a player in the NBA when you have experience with law enforcement that aren't the way that you thought that they were going to be.
Okay. He's a multi-billionaire.
That's obviously not... Not a good thing to say.
He's a multi-billionaire that happened to be filmed in an investigation that wasn't targeted towards him. He wasn't pulled over, you know. Well, he was pulled over, but he wasn't pulled over and, like, you know, searched for no reason.
You just can't compare it to what an entire race seems to... I mean, like, you can't compare it to what he's been talking about and trying to, you know, because of Meek Mill, he has basically been a voice for, even though he obviously doesn't live that life. You can't compare the two, especially when you're someone who can afford the best lawyers, not even the best lawyers.
Dude,
he's
throwing
lawyers.
Three lawyers out at a misdemeanor. I mean, what are you comparing things to? He wasn't targeted... They didn't put the cameras in to get Robert Kraft.
Well, you see, there's a little bit of suspicion that they had a big fish and they wanted to make a name for themselves.
Well, maybe afterwards, but there's no way they put those cameras in to get Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft? What about all the other people? No, I don't buy that for a second. Robert Kraft just got caught up in an investigation.
But no, you can't compare the two. You can't.
No! It's unseemly. I mean, Robert, I don't think Robert Kraft did anything wrong.
By the way, there is an easy way to talk about this and not bring, you know, race into it. You could just say the justice system is broken, and now we are seeing firsthand just how broken it can be.
You think that the justice system is broken based on the Kraft case?
Well, if they ended up obtaining the tape illegally and it still gets out, yes. And if it's just for a misdemeanor, yes. I do say that part of it does scare me a little bit.
Well,
but as far as, like, being able to pay your way out of it, that's different.
Read about prison population and three strike rules, and tell me that Robert Kraft is a victim of anything.
I didn't say he's a victim. You're just once again proving that the justice system is broken.
No, the justice system is broken for certain people, not for Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft happened to get caught up in something that he got charged for misdemeanor, and he could easily plead out of. And just plead no contest to get expunged from his record.
But if he pleads out, the video gets released.
Well, that's his own problem.
It's not. It's illegal if it was illegally obtained.
Fine. It's his own problem. He did it. So,
but if, you do, they had no right to tape him.
You say that. You don't know that. That has to be decided by a judge.
Okay. Well, I mean, the case is pretty good. You're right.
What you do is you read these things and you completely side with Kraft. You know, there's.
I think it's a good case.
Fine, but there's a whole other government case that's going on, and you seem to have ignored the points that they're making.
Well, what is that? What are their points?
That it was legal that they put the cameras in, that it was legal that they taped them, and they caught them doing something illegal.
Okay, and the evidence that the Krafts have produced is really good.
Right, well, you are reading three really good lawyers' take on the situation and ignoring the government. You're just
working. But the government isn't making any good points.
You're working under the assumption that they're wrong. The government's not making any points right now.
Yes, and that's why I'm looking at the Krafts.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. The prosecutors have not moved an inch.
Well, there hasn't been any movement at all.
Yes, they haven't moved at all.
Yeah, because the court case is Friday.
But they're negotiating right now. The Krafts and the government are negotiating.
Yes, and there is a date.
And the prosecutor has not moved at all. What I don't understand about you, do you think he did it?
Do I think he did it? Well, the evidence sure looks like he did, yeah.
Okay. Did you,
this has nothing to do with whether he did it. It's whether they obtained the tape illegally.
Okay.
I think the tape was obtained illegally.
Would you like to see the Trump P tape?
The Trump P tape. I think it would be pretty funny, yeah.
Okay, so Trump's P tape was taped illegally, mm-hmm. if it exists. It was used to coerce the American government.
But it also might be being used in order to manipulate the president of our United States as leverage.
That's exactly it.
That's huge. But this is a misdemeanor.
But this is
two completely different things,
I don't
Fred,
think he
on
did
way
any.
Way different scales.
I don't think he did anything wrong, but I find your blind acceptance of everything he's doing and throwing money at this case.
This isn't blind. These are good points he's making.
You don't listen to the prosecution. All you do
I'm
is
I'm listening
read
to
what
lawyers. And
his lawyers.
No, not his. Other lawyers on the outside have written about this and stated it's a good case.
It's a fine. He did it. There's tapes of it.
But you don't. It doesn't justify videotaping. And I think that
I
scares me as like a person is that somebody can videotape you illegally
things.
And
I
release it.
I think there's
it.
Other things that's scaring you.
What?
I think you don't want to piss off the Krafts.
That's how is this not pissing off the Krafts? They're already in pretty deep crap.
I understand that, but you're ignoring every other aspect of this.
What
and just going by
am
what's
I
lawyers.
Ignoring? You keep saying
the
that.
Whole prosecution's case.
Okay, give it to me. Then prove to me why it's legal to release this tape.
Because of Florida
I've given
law.
You 15 reasons why they say that it's not. Give me one reason
because
why it's legal. They
because
can.
They have to prove three different things that a judge has not, and the prosecution has said, and that CNN has said they've proven none of them.
Okay, well, it's not released. It hasn't been released.
Yeah, they have to make a judgment on it.
That's right. Fred, you're proving all my points.
No, I'm not proving any of your points. What I'm doing is I'm telling you that this is that you're just assuming the prosecution is wrong. And I would say that that the government didn't just go willy-nilly and make a billion mistakes. If I have three lawyers, they're going to point out everything that
so you think everything the police did was above board?
Yes.
You think everything that they did was over somebody with no justification is perfectly fine?
I believe.
Yeah, no, answer that question. You think pulling over someone with no justification
yes.
is really?
Yes.
So you're for just pulling over anyone for no reason
and
whatsoever.
And asking for their ID? Well, there was a reason, is that they wanted to make sure it was him.
Mm-mm, that was a false reason. So you think calling it a fake bomb threat is perfectly fine?
We thought it was perfectly fine when it first happened. They thought there was sex trafficking, and they put the...
There was not sex trafficking.
That's... You know what? They saw signs
so
of it.
So you think
they
anyone
was.
Can just suspect anything and all of a sudden take the law into their own hands? That's
I think
what you're
that
saying.
If you go to a judge and you say that I suspect that this is happening and here's the reason why, and the judge grants you the opportunity to do that, that's perfectly legal.
And evidence has been presented to where the judge did not okay that.
By Kraft's attorneys.
Yes, by Kraft's attorneys.
Right.
I don't know which...
Which have a very big interest in making this case go away.
But it's also the law.
The prosecution is still maintaining everything they did was legal.
Doesn't mean it was.
No, it doesn't.
As I said, there's 15 reasons that their lawyers have given that says that it's
illegal.
It
doesn't, but you're listening only to Kraft's lawyers.
But because the other side isn't saying anything, and
yes,
all
because
Kraft's side is
they're
doing
not
is giving
budging.
Their point.
Because, of course, the prosecution's not saying anything. They're not budging
Fred,
because they believe that they have a case.
Okay, well, I mean, once again, that's why it's going to court. Fred.
Right, but you are completely on the side of Kraft.
The evidence they presented is good evidence. And I can't be on the other side because they've presented nothing other than things that are questionable. I look at somebody getting pulled over illegally for no reason. That immediately makes me go, this something ain't right.
I don't know if he was pulled over illegally. I don't know if he was pulled over illegally.
Well, according to almost everyone I read legally, he was pulled over illegally. You can't just pull someone over for no cause.
John, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, I love you, listen to you every day, but you're a world-class moron on this. If this was your tape of you, and even maybe your wife, you would kill seven people just to get to the tape to make sure it doesn't come
I
out.
Wouldn't want the tape. I wouldn't want the tape to be released. I don't think Robert Kraft did anything that is worth any of this trouble, and I would not want the tape released. I just think that Rich in particular, and I'm not mad at Rich, I think that he is taking the Kraft lawyer's word for everything, and that's just the only thing that I have an issue with.
He did it. That's shameful.
I don't even think it's shameful. I don't even think it's shameful what he did, and I wouldn't want the tape out either. I don't know what I'm saying that's wrong. All I'm saying is that the prosecution hasn't budged.
It's not a bad thing in this situation.
Huh?
Supporting Kraft is not a bad thing in this situation.
I can disagree with Rich.
You make me laugh every day.
Well, thank you. I'm very funny. I don't have a problem with Rich. The only problem I have...
I don't think anyone should be above the law. And I think if they recorded this illegally, it should not be released.
Okay, and then...
And that's it.
But the prosecution is saying that they didn't tape it illegally. And that they had a judge...
And that's why it's going to court, Fred.
We're going to find out the answer on Friday. We've been waiting to hear from the prosecution, but we'll find out Friday.
But you, every argument you've made is that this should be thrown out.
Because these are good arguments, and other lawyers outside of craftspeople agree.
All right, well, he's a billionaire that's thrown a lot of money at these two misdemeanors.
Yeah, doesn't mean he's paying his way out of this.
It
doesn't mean he's not right.
John, is he paying his way out of this?
Yeah, you throw... Now, the money that Kraft is throwing at this puts this case, which is a misdemeanor, and if it were anybody else on the planet that suffered from this, the tape would come out, and maybe the guy would lose his marriage, are no repercussions.
You want to know
because
why that's...
Kraft is different in society in general.
You want to know why
he
that's
has
not
a lot
true?
Of money.
It's because all of the other guys have lawyers who are doing the exact same thing.
No, Kraft has got three lawyers, and he's filed his own specific... defense.
This part of it makes this much different.
I mean, Kraft is throwing a crap load of money.
I just can't believe that you're cool with anyone getting searched and frisked for no problem whatsoever. I was just like pulling someone over.
It wasn't frisked.
All right, well, searched, then pulled over. That is like wildly illegal.
Well,
and it's something that's a massive problem right now.
Not according to the prosecution.
Well, because they're the ones who did it.
Well,
of course it's no problem with them.
Kraft is the one that doesn't want the tape released. And of course that's why he doesn't want it. And that's why he's throwing millions of dollars at a misdemeanor case.
Doesn't mean he's wrong.
And it doesn't mean the prosecution's wrong.
I think that's the thing. We're frustrated because there isn't enough information from the other side. And hopefully... when this goes back to court on Friday, the prosecution will finally show us the cards that they have.
Just give me a reason why what they did was legal, Fred. Just one. Because I've given you 10 why it's not. Give me one reason why it was legal they did.
They believed that there was sex trafficking. They got a judge's permission to install video cameras.
They did not.
Okay. That's not part of Kraft's defense.
That's not part of their defense. They don't. The prosecution has never admitted that they were approved to get to videotape.
That's the thing. That's what I'm waiting for to see the actual document.
All right. We're going around in circles. I just seem that you seem very intent on protecting Kraft.
It's not. It has nothing to do with protecting Kraft. It's that he's right. In this case, the evidence. He's right.
Okay. Well, the prosecution's not moving. And they're not backing down.
They have a court date. They can't move.
They're in negotiations.
What can they do?
They can make a negotiation.
That's the thing. The defense attorney can go to the media. The squadron of defense attorneys can go to the media and play this out. The prosecution hasn't done that yet.
No, they can make a deal with the prosecution. If the prosecution doesn't think they have a case, the prosecution can make a deal with them.
They filed the papers 2 days ago.
By
yesterday, in one day, they were supposed to settle all this.
They could. They're in negotiation. It happens all the time. That's how the law works, is you negotiate. You're smiling like I'm wrong. I'm right.
Because in one day you think they could settle all of this. They filed the paper Wednesday.
Yes, I do. I think that they could do that. And I think that they're negotiating.
You do think they're negotiating. You do think things are moving ahead.
I think that they're negotiating.
You said they weren't budging. You said they're negotiating.
I said that they could be negotiating, and the prosecution isn't budging on it. That's all. That's all. I think that you're for some reason overly defending Kraft,
or you
this.
Overly want to see this tape.
I don't care about seeing the tape.
Well, you said you wanted to see it.
I was joking around. And plus, if it came out, I'd look at it, unlike you, who says he wouldn't.
No, I said I would because I have to talk about it.
Right, but if you didn't have to, you're morally superior to looking at the tape.
That's not it. I just said I wouldn't watch it. If Why? I didn't have to, I wouldn't watch it.
Why?
Because I don't need to see it.
Well, no one needs to see it. I think that you're afraid of the Crafts. And I think that
Where do you get that from?
Because of your blind support of Kraft's legal team.
So me reading their reasons for having this thing be released illegally and them trying to fight it is blindly supporting the Krafts?
I feel that you...
What I'm using is I'm using a rational brain and saying, you know what? This side makes a good argument. And the other side has made no argument.
Because they're not going to. The prosecution's not going to come out and play their hand. Listen, I don't think anything he did was a big deal. And I wouldn't want the tape released either. But if the tape comes out, I'm looking at it.
If someone called in a fake bomb threat, they'd go to jail. If the police do it, it's
They
cool.
had a judge approve it.
Not videotaping.
Okay, you say that. I've
no,
read that
their
nowhere.
Lawyers say it.
That's okay. That's the thing. We got to find that out for real.
Yeah, I have not seen that anywhere. And it's certainly not in the... And when we've talked to lawyers, they said it's certainly not in the Kraft's appeal of this. All right, well, we'll find out what happens with this. I don't think it's anything worth getting upset about, Ridge.
I'm upset.
Yes, you are. Wallach, is he upset?
You are a little. You are. A little bit, I think.
Well, I think Fred's trying to make an argument out of something that's not there.
Yeah, there's a feeling on the show that you are
on the
a little
show.
Militant.
Okay, John, is there a feeling on the show?
You weren't here. There's a feeling between everyone on the show that you're a little bit vigilant about this.
Who?
Bird, Dan, Mike.
Okay, Dan.
And Nick.
Dan, Mike, Nick. There's a feeling on the show that what?
There is an overprotection of... We're very cautious about how we approach everything, which is understandable.
Which, by the way, we should be.
Absolutely. I said it's understandable. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, it's to speculate on stuff. On you know, but then again, we always use the term allegedly and stuff like that.
Of course.
So what are these little conversations behind the scenes that I'm not privy to?
It just happened yesterday.
What? Okay, what happened? Tell me
there
about this.
Something that happened on the air between you, me, and Bird. That's all.
Okay.
It seemed a little bit out of character for you.
It was very out of character.
I was taken by surprise, and I think Bird was as well.
That he put a bad call through? Is that what it was?
That's absolutely
That's out of character?
Yeah, for you. No, for you to read. No, not for Bird. No. Sorry.
Bird is here?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you reacted in a way that...
For you to react that way, it was out of character.
It was very out of character.
Took me by surprise.
It didn't upset anyone. It was just very out of character. No one's mad at you. It just seems that this you have a special thing going on with this.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I think that there is also a you really want this tape to come out. You've told me you really want this tape to come out.
I think it would be interesting if it comes out.
You said you couldn't wait for this tape to come out.
I said, well, I was discussing it with someone else who agreed, who will remain nameless. But I'm not arguing any... My argument is that that the prosecution isn't necessarily wrong. And your argument is that they definitely are.
Well, I'm not saying they definitely are. I said they've put up some good evidence, and I think it's a great case.
Because you haven't heard the other side. We can all agree on this.
And
haven't heard the other side, and once you do, we'll get a fuller feeling of what this case is really about. And that's the thing. It's the defense attorney's job to play this in the media.
Yes.
And they've done a very good job of that. They've held press conferences and said, well, you know, this is what they're doing wrong. Prosecution, and Fred's right about this, has remained completely silent. And I keep going back to this, but it's true. You brought up Friday. Maybe Friday we get some discovery.
And that's kind of what they're
working
towards.
And we'll find out whether or not the document did include videotaping or not. I mean, you've read a story where it was not included. It seems that other people believe it was included, including the police. That's really the crux of the whole matter. Were they allowed to videotape or not? And was this all just a witch hunt to get some arrests or not?
Yeah, and if you think that I have such a burning desire to see this video.
Well, you told me you did.
I didn't say I had a burning desire to see it. I said that if it comes out, I'm definitely watching it. I don't. My argument isn't because I desperately want to see Kraft in this situation. I even said it's all going to be pixelated. I mean, that's what I said. No one's mad at you. No one's mad at you.
According to the meeting yesterday, the little hen house over there in the other room where everyone's gossiping.
You freaked out yesterday.
I didn't freak out.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, you acted way out of character, and everyone was a little weirded out by that. That's all.
Because I told Bird not to put through bad calls?
No, you basically admonished us. And it was something that generally you don't do. That's all. No one's mad at you. That's it. We just have a difference of opinion on this case.
To me, it's not even as much about Kraft. It's about the abuse of power from law enforcement.
Fair enough.
Like, this is kind of scary.
Okay. You might be right. I'm not saying you're not right. You very well might be right. But we'll see. I choose to not think the police are completely corrupt. I choose to believe that the legal system in this case is above board. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Excuse me. I have to have a conversation with everyone in the room about you, friend, if you don't mind.
It didn't happen like that. It happened organically. All right. We'll be right back.
I miss everything.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
All right, we have very limited time. Let's take one more hate call about me. Brian, go ahead, sir.
Hey, remember that I enjoy your ramblings and miscellaneous EDC, but
what?
This went your way on, man. I don't understand how you don't see Rich's point in that he's not even arguing about Kraft. He's arguing about doing the right thing with the law.
I see Rich's point. I just had a conversation with Rich off the air, and I understand Rich's point. I'm not mad at Rich. We have a difference of opinion on the case. And Rich and I have.
It's not even about Kraft. It's just about the law doing the right thing.
I understand that. And I disagree that I'm not positive the law did anything wrong. But, however, Rich and I are allowed to have a disagreement on the air. I have a different opinion of the case than he does. And I don't think that I'm not mad at him. I don't think he's dumb. I just have a different opinion of it. That's all.
I get you.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I choose to think that law enforcement wouldn't be so dumb as to break several laws in order to get these misdemeanor charges. I don't think that they targeted Robert Kraft. But listen, do I think he's going to get off on a technicality? Absolutely. I absolutely do. There's just too much money.
I mean, he's got a team of lawyers that's going to find something that's going on.
I don't know who's angry. Are people calling in who are angry at you and me about that, or the fact that I said Alice in Chains was the best grunge band and better than Pearl Jam, and people are pissed at me?
Like, Alice in Chains is much better than Pearl Jam.
The PJ Army has come out in full force. And by the way, everyone's wrong who says that Pearl Jam is better than Alice in Chains. You're just wrong.
No, Alice in Chains is better than Pearl Jam.
Alice in Chains is the best grunge band of that. I mean, they're the best grunge band of that era, without a doubt. Pearl Jam's agree. They're a good band. I'm not knocking Pearl Jam. They're good. They're not Alice in Chains.
I'm knocking Pearl Jam.
They're not even Temple of the Dog.
All right, Pete, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, first off.
Hey.
I don't know if you guys ever caught this or if it was discussed on your show, but during the halftime of the Super Bowl, you guys were just talking about before the Kraft stuff. I was sitting there watching the game with my wife and my child, and my 12-year-old goes to me, asks me, how old is Adam Levine? And I was like, nah, I don't know. So I go on Wikipedia. It's halftime, of course. And Adam Levine had just taken off his shirt like 5 minutes earlier. And I go and look up, and I'm starting to read through the Wikipedia page. And as part of his past jobs list, his personal life, it says male stripper.
Oh.
And then, yeah, so here's the funny part. Like, I show my wife, I start laughing. I thought, you know, maybe this isn't the best thing to show my 12-year-old kid. So I didn't show her. But literally 15 minutes later, the Wikipedia police came on. And, of course, that was taken off. I was very much bummed out. I don't think anybody got a screenshot. I just happened to see it. I'm sure it's out there somewhere floating.
He was a stripper. He was also, in his early days, he used to sing in a lounge band. It was...
and by the way, I should say this on the air. Regarding the conversation off the air about Rich, it was not, I made probably overplayed it. Because I said, do you guys think that I did something wrong? And they said no. And then that was basically the conversation. And it was out of character for Rich to get mad. And he had every right to get mad at Bird. I think that it was unfair and it seemed like I was acting like people were ganging up on him, and it wasn't true. And it wasn't cool for me to bring that up. I will say that. Everyone here respects Rich a lot more than they respect me. I'll tell you that right now.
Let's go around the room and take a show of hands.
I think that would be almost a unanimous decision. So I shouldn't have put it that way. It wasn't. There was no conversation. It wasn't like Rich left the room. Rich was upset at Bird, and I didn't know what he was upset about. And I went in, and I said, do you think that I did anything wrong? And they said no. And then they were like, Rich went off on Bird.
By the way, did I go off on Bird?
I don't know. I didn't even know that you did it. No, I don't even know that you did it. I was asking for my own edification, which you know I do all the time. Mm-hmm. Do you think I did anything wrong?
I do hear that often.
Yeah, of course. That was the conversation.
Nick is nodding his head.
Yes.
How often, how many times a week do we hear, did I do anything wrong?
Not as much as before.
Yeah, like once or twice. Yeah, yeah. It's about a weekly thing.
Once we signed the contract, I'm not as concerned.
I kind of feel you on that.
But yeah. So in fairness to Rich, and I don't want to misrepresent it, I came in and I said, do you think I did anything wrong? And then they said that you were yelling at Bird, and then it was just like, oh, okay, that's kind of out of character, and that was it.
Once again, no yelling.
I totally agree with you. I've said it 17 times. You very well might be right, and no one's mad at you. But I don't want you to think that there was a hen house back there of us yentering about how terrible you are. I went in for my own edification, so believe me. All right.
Vince Neil, what do you have to say about all this?
Let's rest the Kraft stuff for a couple days and let that sit.
Back on Monday.
Yeah. All right. We have an interesting segment coming up. We'll be right back. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for?
Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.